West of the Rockies, you're up with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm on. Okay. I have two things to share with you.
Sure.
One happened about 1984, and I got to tell you, Heidi, I'm just really creeped out. I didn't realize that there were so many things that I had in common with other people that are calling in. About 1984, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I took my young son and my dog out for a walk. My wife and our infant son were taking a nap. Had a security system. We're in the Denver area. Turned the security system on because there had been some disturbances in the neighborhood. Went for a walk, came back. It was a good day. It was a good walk. I opened the door with my dog, my child holding my hand, and I entered the room. The sun was setting from the west, so there were strange shadows in the room. The lighting was a little strange. And as I opened the door, there was this thing on our chair. And my dog barked at it. My child reacted to it. So we saw it. It was physical. It was real. It wasn't like a dream state or an imagination or anything like that. I yelled. The dog went after it. It sort of looked at me. It was a surprise that I was there, as I was surprised that it was there. And it moved through our dining room and into the back hall and into the back bedroom. I immediately woke up my wife, checked the house, nothing in the house. We have no idea really what it was. I can just tell you that it saw me, I saw it, my dog saw it, and that's what it was. There was a sense of recognition between the two of us, and it was gone. The security system was still on in the house, so if it had gone out the back door or through a window, if it was an actual physical being, thing, it would have set off the alarm. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen. We checked the closets. You know, we tried to make sense of the whole thing. I thought, you know, what did we see? What happened here? What was this? When I woke my wife up, she said that she felt that she was in a dream state and that something was watching her, and she was sleeping very fitfully, and she would wake up and then drift back into sleep. Have no idea what it was. Absolutely no idea. But listening to the calls tonight, I was just, I get chills all over my body.
Yeah, you're in similar company there, Michael.
So, it was scary.
What did it look like?
It was like a shadow. It was translucent. It was gray. There was no real facial feature to it, but there was a sense of recognition. It saw me. I saw it. I surprised it. I surprised it. Whatever it was doing in my house, I surprised it. And I sensed that. It was frightened. I was frightened. And it left.
Right.
But, you know, the feeling was that I knew it wasn't supposed to be there. It didn't expect me to be there. And it was it wasn't a mist, really. It was a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way I can describe it.
Okay.
You know, looking at the website, the guy on the roof, real similar to the guy on the roof. I mean, it was real. You know, it wasn't pretend. It wasn't out of my peripheral vision. It wasn't, you know, the room was dark, but it wasn't, you know.
Right.
I mean, we could see. The dog reacted to it physically. So.
Hey, Michael, how do you feel now that you've heard so many other people with very similar circumstances and episodes like you? Does that calm you a little bit more?
Yeah. You know, the whole thing frightens me. I have no idea what it is. You know, it could be anything. I'm Catholic. I don't know that I'm a real devout Catholic. You know, was it a demon? Was it a ghost? Was it, you know, what was it? I don't know. I just know it was there. I saw it. It saw me. My kids saw it. My dog saw it. And, it's a mystery, you know.
Something that's interesting to note, too, oftentimes, from the letters that I receive, people report that their pets and animals respond or react to a shadow person being
right.
nearby, but they don't respond or react to the Hat Man.